Welcome to Ex Libris On Air and the stories behind the stories of today's literature and their authors. A presentation of Ex Libris Publishing, host Steve Jorgensen connects with a writer to share the vision and inspiration behind their works. Insightful, informative, and always entertaining, please welcome host Steve Jorgensen and this week's edition of Ex Libris On Air. Greetings for Steve Jorgensen and for Ex Libris On Air. This is J. Douglas Barker. Provocative title, the book today, The Kiss. And our author, Camellia Rose. Camellia, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Your book is designed specifically to be a short read, 103 pages. This is not the first book that you've written. What was the genesis of putting this book together, The Kiss?
I had read Alfreda Jelinek's erotic novel, The Piano Teacher, and I decided as a subject to use the sadomasochism, and then, of course, I had to have an object, and so I chose a champagne glass. And then I had a pro telling me I should have what is called a hot button issue to make it really interesting for the for the listeners. And so I chose the gay movement, because this is a global issue. And so I created a prominent gay character in my book called Gorgeous Adam.
And that was your first book or your second?
No, this was actually my third book.
Your third book.
Yeah.
And this book, the title The Kiss, what was behind the story there?
The story behind is, of course, that Janine Pinchpenny returned to her home turf, and she has put up on her bedroom wall a print of a painting by Gustav Klimt, The Kiss. And this, of course, The Kiss, this was for her the star bondage chain devotion subject or object for Jane Pinchpenny, because she just, her life was just put around to this kiss, this print.
Mm-hmm. And this kiss that took place happened in her early life, and now she is a 60-year-old lady longing for the past.
Yes, yes. And so she returns home, and then, of course, she finds out that her ex-husband, who lives nearby, is stalking her. And so she gets in, asks security services, outsmart services, to check up the sensor security people who have her covered. And then from then on, the story develops in actually a comedy, and the guy who gives her the key to the studio of the second wife of her ex-husband, who is a painter, and his name is then Testosterone Bill.
Testosterone Bill, a unique name. Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, I have been around, and I know that the younger guys really like the older ladies, mm-hmm. and they have a very good relationship.
All right. And the book that you've written here, The Kiss, who's your target audience? Who's going to read this? Who do you think will find it of interest?
So far from what I know, it is the men who like about the sex that is discussed in the book, because the painter, Elizabeth Pinchpenny, all her subjects, painting subjects, has to do with sex. So the ladies, they like to have the plotting and the gossip in the book, because you have to satisfy both readers.
Because it's a short book, your target audience is those who are in a hurry and want to get to the point on reading a story.
Yes, it's an airport read.
Airport read.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of writing your book, you say this is your third or fourth book. How long did it take?
Well, actually, I had written a large book, a saga, and it was like 1,100 manuscript pages. And a pro said to me, you should really start your career as a writer with writing an airport read, a novella. So that is, and since I had read Alfreda Jelinek's novel, I decided to start on that subject. And then the second one was she had to plan. That was what my pro said, it should be a redemption story, because Americans like redemption stories. Then the third book is really a saga, the invention of religion, how a family is creating a newer religion. And that's 707 pages. And the fourth book is, I'm still working on, has to do about Neolithic culinary delights.
You certainly have an imagination, obviously, and very talented at putting together a diverse area of subjects. This one in particular, and I will disclose this to the audience if you don't mind, you're over 50 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I was able to write this book, because I think if being younger, I wouldn't.
I won't say how much older than 50, but I'm older than 50, and you're a little bit older than I am. So I'm amazed at your talent. Was there any self-discovery in this book, or was it all just reflection back on your past and putting some of those ideas together?
Yes, well, I have traveled a great deal, so I meet a lot of people, and I have found out one thing, that there's a lot of people, they are prisoners of their own doing, and they could get out of it if they use their imagination a lot, because Albert Einstein said that logic can bring you from A to B, but imagination can take you everywhere.
You had also grown up during World War II and had some challenges there. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I was born in the Dutch East Indies, and when the World War II broke out, my mother and my brother and I, we spent our those war years in Japanese concentration camps in Java. And that was, of course, a very bad experience.
You survived that and became a writer, or became a world traveler, then a writer.
Well, we went back to the Netherlands. That is what we originally were. But my mother is Viennese, and so I was brought up partly in Vienna and then in the Netherlands. And then my father had died in World War II, and my mother had remarried. And so then we moved from the Netherlands over to here. We immigrated.
How would you introduce this book, The Kiss, to someone?
It is basically a comedy with a champagne glass, a mysteriously missing champagne glass from a painter's studio. And that is where the story develops, because this glass brings two women together and forces them to exchange their life stories, which is the first wife and the second wife. They have to face each other.
Is this the main scene that you would point people to if they were going to put this into a series or into a story that was telecast?
Yes, because this is my life. Everybody is interested in This Is My Life.
How would you introduce this book to someone?
It is a comedy. And what I want to happen is, when they finish the book, is that they smile. That is all, because it was meant to be a short book, and short books should be a smiley book.
Excellent goal. Excellent goal. There are other books out in the marketplace that are short novellas, short books. Why is this one different? What makes it different?
As I said, the hot button issue was the gay movement. So there's a lot of gay characters in my book. And they play quite a big role in society. And as you know, Russians consider homosexuality a non-traditional orientation. And Putin just said that Elton John is welcome in Russia.
That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Sochi now games coming over, and President Obama is sending two homosexual athletes over. Mm-hmm. So actually, the book, there's quite about 40% of them are gay characters.
And was there anything else that was challenging about putting this book together, do you think?
Challenging? No, actually not, because I enjoyed it. The only thing was I had to make sure to do the plotting and the planning, and to satisfy the women, because most of them are not interested in that sex, in the sex scenes. Is to have the gossip, especially there's a gossip of neighborhood gossip that can be very, very dangerous when neighbors start gossiping about each other. And I included that.
Do you personally journal? Do you keep track of daily activities or daily things that interest you in your world?
Oh, yes. I read about 10 international newspapers online.
10 of them?
Yeah.
And which is your favorite?
National Post Canada.
National Post Canada. Well, I'm Canadian, so I need to find that one and read it myself.
They're very, very good, yes. And then, of course, I read some German ones and Dutch ones and English. And most of the countries have English edition newspapers, like the Jakarta Post, the New Delhi Times, the Singapore Times, and Gulf News and Arab News, and Today Zaman of Turkey. So I get quite a good view of what is going on in the world and what interests people. And I know one thing about my book. It is definitely going to be banned from the Muslim countries because there's so much homosexuality in there.
Most writers are in search or hoping to get a Pulitzer Prize for their work. Is there any professional goal that you have as a writer?
I'm writing for fun. You may say kill my time, but I would like to also use my knowledge and instruct through the books of what I know, and I hope to perpetuate this for the next generation.
What's the main themes that you want people to take from reading this book, besides
fun? To have a good time, in this book, to have a good time. And to have to understand that the gays, because I live in my street, there's a lot of gays, that they're very, very nice people.
The title of the book is The Kiss, and our author is Camelia Rose. Camelia, where do we get copies of your book?
You can get copies of my book Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, bookstore exlibris.com, and my website, CameliaRose.net. All my books are in there.
Thank you for joining us today and sharing your story and your history. Enjoyed visiting with you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. For Ex Libris On Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.